Something's happened. We're really loud. Let me unplug this. Without all the what? Test 1, 2. Yeah. Yes.
Test.
I wonder if my headset was working and stuff. Okay, it's too late now.
Right.
Test 1. That's right, we'll wake him up. Pastor Terry.
Mic gets on, I'll make sure. Okay, well, good morning to everybody, and welcome to the first Sunday of Advent. I was talking with Vance, and of course, most of us not coming from Episcopal backgrounds, we're just a little low church, and so he said, when are you going to do Advent candles? And I said, well, I thought right before announcements. He said, well, you normally do it at the very beginning of the service. And I said, Vance, the only problem with that is, so many people will miss the lighting of the Advent candle. So he agreed that we could still be in good graces by postponing just a little bit the lighting of the Advent candle. But I do want to call us to worship this morning by asking you to please stand as the worship team prepares to lead us in worship and praise to the Lord on this first Sunday of Advent. And just in this season of celebrating and looking forward to the hope that will one day be fulfilled and the hope that we have now because of being in Christ. So lift your voices this morning and sing praises to the Lord.
Is in you, Lord, in you, it's in you, my life.
in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. In you, it's in you. In you, it's in you. In you, it's in you. It's in you.
Amen. You notice all these songs, with exception of one, has the theme of hope in it this morning. Praise the Lord.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you.
Of all our praises, Hosanna.
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus, he came to love, heal and forgive, he lived and died, to buy my pardon. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll find my spot, no more with pain, and this death gives way to
Father, thank you for your word, for the living word, for the written word, for words of music that give us hope, and a hope that's built on a solid foundation. May hope on this Sunday fill this house. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The first candle of Advent is called the candle of hope. And I'd ask Vance and Kay to come and share with us in the lighting of the first Advent candle.
We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ. We are preparing ourselves for the days when the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
Our scripture reading this morning for the first Advent candle comes out of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice in the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of the Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be the fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over the kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let us pray. Faithful God, you promised, stand unshaken through all generations. Renew us in hope that we may be awake and alert, watching for the glorious return of Jesus Christ, who is our judge and savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. In this busy season, there's so much going on, and next Saturday, there is an opportunity that Stan and Nona Johnson have made available between 10 and noon. You can come and have your picture made, and one will, a Christmas picture with a Christmas background, and one will be given to every family. I think beyond that, there'd be an opportunity if you wanted more to work that out with Stan and Nona. But as I said last week, about a year ago or so, when they came out to my place, and she and Stan did all those pictures of the horses in various poses and running at full gait, I have that collage, and I treasure it because they're wonderful pictures, and she does a wonderful job. So this would be an opportunity next Saturday between 10 and noon. Come to the church, have your picture made, and then we'll be presenting one of those family portraits to everybody, and then you can talk with her if you'd like some more, how you'd like to do that. Also, I'd like to say yesterday was a great success, Breakfast with Santa. You all helped, I can tell you a lot of wonderful things about that. Exceeded the attendance that Matthew was hoping for. There was a lot of our church body involved in helping, and we appreciate that so much. And it was an opportunity for the Christian emphasis. The Gideons were there, handed out New Testaments to everyone who came in. So a lot of children got those Bibles. I was afforded the opportunity twice during that gathering to read the Christmas story from the book of Luke. So it was just a great, great event. Thank you for being a part of that, helping to sponsor our church. Did step up in a big way on that. Also, I'm asking for a real close attention to announcements. It's really been kind of funny. All these things that are in here, Colleen said, Terry, nobody reads those. That's why they're confused. So I don't know what you do with them. I really toyed. The devil got on my shoulder. And I told Talitha, I said, I thought about this week leaving that whole section blank. And it would say, this is where the announcements would be. But they said, that's probably not a real good idea. So for my Wednesday night Bible study, I want you to notice that we are meeting this Wednesday. We'll meet at 6 o'clock for potluck and 7 o'clock. And since it's been such a long layoff, I'm reminding you of the section that we're studying. It's 2 Peter 2, 4 through 22. So hold on to that. It'll be helpful. Then the other things, we've still got the 14th, the ladies' Christmas party at the home of Paula Piazza. That's at 6:30. December 17th, 2 weeks from this Sunday, Christmas puppet production here at 6 o'clock. So these are things that are upcoming. This Tuesday night, for the youth and some of the adults that are involved, Robbie, we're doing the dinner at the Methodist Church. And Kent?
The boys and all of us are going to meet at the church at 5:45 this Tuesday for the Christmas dinner at the Methodist Church, as Terry mentioned. And we're sponsoring two children this year, two young girls, and one 12 and one 8. And so we're pretty excited to distribute those gifts and take part in that fellowship. But that'll be Tuesday, and we'll be meeting at the church at 5:45.
All right. Thanks for that update, Robbie.
Yes. Can you tell more about that? Because it's very touching how what goes on.
Oh. Well, it's been a tradition for a good long while, and I guess this is what Peggy wanted to elaborate on. This is done in such a gentle and dignified way. Like our kids, our youth got instruction, this is family number 5. So there are no names. And they tell you what age and the kind of gift you're. So they wrap those and put them in a big bag. And at the Methodist Church, there's a Christmas dinner. Santa's there. There's music and a really nice dinner. And then while all the kids who are going to get these presents are occupied around the Christmas tree and so forth, folks get with the parents in that black garbage bag and take all those gifts out to the cars. That way, the children never know that it was somebody else who provided Christmas for them. So it's been a really good program. Is that what you were kind of referring to, Peggy? So it's really in conjunction. The vocational school has been involved in that. The Methodist Church, we've been involved. Damien and Kelly got us involved several years ago. So it's a wonderful thing. Dorothy.
Okay. I wasn't here last Sunday, so somebody might have already said this, but I just want to say how pretty the church looks with the decorations. It's a good job.
All right. It won't hurt to mention it again. Thank you, Dorothy. I did all this. I humbly thank you all. No, actually, Michelle and Colleen, I think, were the main cohorts in that. Pardon? Yes, I was. That's my gift, is coordinating. So I sat in the chair and said, this looks good. I had one comment, and they didn't listen to it, and that's why it looks so good, all right? There's a list on the bulletin board. We said His Heart is also doing a Christmas concert, and the nearest they'll be is at Centenary Methodist in Danville tonight at 6 o'clock with their Christmas production. His Heart, 6 o'clock tonight in Danville at Centenary Methodist. Ruth?
On just for, I don't know who's here, but anyway, we're having, with the puppet production on the 17th, we're having some adults participating and kids. So I'll be contacting you, but we're going to meet on Saturday morning just for a quick little dress rehearsal and 10 o'clock.
Which so, Saturday?
16th.
The 16th, all right. And you'll notify everybody of that. And also this year, some things, I mean, there's so much that I put in our calendar of events, and then so many things happen after it goes to print. But Harrodsburg Christian Church is once again this year sponsoring Christmas Eve service. I believe it's 6. I'll get the exact time. We've been invited to join with them in that Christmas Eve. Gay Harlow asked if I would speak this year, and I graciously accepted to do that. So we've kind of begun to build a little connection with them in some cooperative events, and so we'll be talking about that. Ruth, one other thing?
This is just a prayer, just... This is a prayer request. Cindy Hungate.
Yes.
Have you heard?
Yes, that's on our prayer chain.
Okay.
I think it went out.
All right.
Williams, ex-wife.
Just wanted to be
yes.
Sure. Thank you.
Very serious discovery of cancer almost all over. And very, very, the prayer chain, if you happen to look at it, say we were just praying for a miracle. We're praying for a miracle. Also, in our community, I think I saw... hate to jump the gun, there's so many things to get up, but did we read that Ann Dedman passed away? And so Will Dedman's wife, Millward's mother, I think the funeral is tomorrow. Thanks, Tim. Rock?
I've been working with Kalen on his trailer, trying to get it ready to move in, and he's really having a hard time. He had a bout of chemo and radiation, and it's knocked him down, and I probably haven't got to work with him in a couple weeks. And so pray for him. He just can't sleep enough. His heart wants to get up and work and move around, but his body just won't cooperate. So I appreciate extra prayer for him.
All right. Diane?
Next Saturday, Mercer Transformation is having their family Christmas party and dance.
Okay.
And 10 and under is free, otherwise it's $5, and there will be food there, and the kids love to dance. They'll have a DJ and everything, so keep that in mind.
All right. Next Saturday, Mercer Transformation.
This is a little testimony and a little prayer, or big prayer request. Lois stood in proxy for Chang's nephew a few Sundays ago, but he's been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis, and they have told him that there is nothing they can do. He may qualify for a lung transplant. That's his only hope. But I will throw in the Episcopal Church. I don't think he's been going to church, but I wrote him to call for the elders of the church and ask them to anoint him with oil and pray with him. And immediately the priest, rector, whatever he is, came with that. Then the last I heard was they had brought him communion, and he texted, "Am I getting too churchy?" And I'm thinking, well, probably he's being reunited with the Lord because he was a believer, but I don't think he had been attending. But his days are numbered, and his name is Joe Yates, and he's a lawyer that was ready to retire at 65 with big plans, and they're all canceled. And it's life, and it's sad. But anyway, I thank this church for praying for it. And he knows we did.
All right. Thank you, Emily. All right. We want to honor our birthdays that are coming up. The 6th, Lois Ranskell will celebrate a birthday. And on the 7th, Aaron Weddington will celebrate a birthday. And I think somehow someone who used to be on our birthday list, who moved away and has got her own life, is no longer on our birthday list. But did I hear through the grapevine that Beth Smith Goins has a birthday? Tomorrow she has a birthday. We may, even though we don't have her on our current roster of birthdays, we certainly wish her a very happy, happy birthday tomorrow. Are there others? So happy birthday to all these folks. I think that's all of the announcements. Thank you for sharing those things with us. Let's, before we dismiss the children, let's bow together in prayer. And I knew I'd forgot they were laying right there. Yes, last night Colleen and I came by a couple hours after dark to put some new candles in the windows, and we saw a note stuck to our door, taped to our door. So I brought it in, and I thought this is worth reading to the congregation. Dear Brother Morrison, we were here today praying for you and your congregation. If there is a specific prayer concern, please feel free to call, and this is a lady who's a part of the group. Then wishing you a joyous and blessed Christmas to you and yours, the Mercer Camp Auxiliary Ladies. So these are the auxiliary ladies of the Gideons. And apparently they were out yesterday praying for various churches in the community. And we were blessed to have them be on our property and pray and leave this note. Also, I have a very special thank you note. And this is from Karen Baker. Thank you and the church and the medical fund that you gave to buy the medicine that the doctors had prescribed, and for the kindness you've shown. May God bless you. And so Karen passed that on to me, and it was our pleasure to bless you during that way, and we continue to pray for healing and complete health and keep you lifted up. So thanks to the folks who thought of us in so many ways. Father, we come before you this morning. We're celebrating what this season really stands for. And so often we get lost in the hustle and bustle. Father, so often we say the right things. May we not lose the true meaning of the season. But Father, may there be some special things this year that touch our hearts, that go beyond the commercialization, that goes beyond the glitter, and really touches and stirs our hearts with the hope, the joy, the peace, the goodwill, and the love that the angels announced they were bringing. That they announced Jesus was bringing this to the people of the earth. Father, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of bad diagnosis, when our world seems to cave in, Father, touch folks with just what they need. Healing, wisdom, grace, mercy, understanding, Father, may these gifts be poured out as you know best. I thank you, Father, for showing me just this last week that your ways are above my ways, that you specialize in doing things that bring unexpected blessings. Father, may we look to you, may we trust you, may we wait on you, may we find in you all that our hearts and minds are longing for. Help us this day. May this place be filled with hope. Our prayer is that this room be permeated with the hope of Jesus. And it's in his name I pray. Amen. Children are dismissed to children's church. And Rock, if you can bring the worship team.
This first song we're doing, we're kind of going to do it as a special. Sing with us. It's Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. And it's one we'll be bringing into our repertoire, but we just want to let you sit for it, and then we'll get you to stand for this another two songs.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yea, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen, how thy desires there have been, granted in what he ordained. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do if with his love he befriend. Praise to the Lord, oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the amen sound from his people again. Gladly for'er we adore him. Amen, sound from his people again. Gladly for'er we adore him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Stand with me, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's no sweeter name.
No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. To my heart and my soul, you are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. And my soul, you are the light to the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord,
O my soul. Yes. Amen. 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 Bless you, Lord.